I just want to say there's such a weighty presence right now that just came in on us. And the Lord's presence is just burning inside. And the Lord would say, I still part the Red Sea. I still part the Red Sea. I am God, and I change not. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. We just honor your presence tonight. We continue to just welcome you to have your way, Lord. Speak through your vessel, Father. Touch those online and those here, Father. For we know there's no distance in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Jody and Jim, for your anointings. I honor that, and you make coming up here so much easier. I'm very thankful for your gifts. And so Jody was actually texting me earlier, and she mentioned two things. And the first is that she saw a vision of me, and I was in a baby blue and white dress. And I'm not going to go into the details of that vision, but I knew instantly the Lord told me to bring, and I don't even think Jody knew this, my baby blue and iridescent white worship flags. Thank God, amazing. And the second thing she mentioned was about the tribe of Judah. And how it always went first in war or battle. Do you not know that Judah's name means praise? We're in a war right now. We're in a worldwide war. And even my own son, I'm just going to be honest here, he's begun to cough the last couple of nights. This is a battle. And how many know that things begin in the spirit realm first, and then they make their way to the natural? And God is saying, like, we can't just fight this battle in the natural. That's good, and that's fine. But we have to fight spiritually. And he told me, it's time to sound our alarm. It's time to praise the Lord like never before, because praise is so powerful. Do you know that he abides in the very praises of his people? And the Lord, he's the mighty man of war. And so when we send Judah a praise first, we're actually sending out our sound. We're sending out vibrations into the atmospheres of our home and our city. Singing and instruments make these sounds. We're hearing a lot of news, aren't we? A lot on media. We hear their sound. But what about our sound, God's saying? What about the body of Christ? What are we sending forth right now into the atmosphere of our homes and our city and our nation? We have to send out praise to shake the kingdom of darkness and the sickness in this land. And the enemy, he's the author of confusion, but we send confusion into his camp because he's expecting us to be defeated. He's not expecting our high praise, but we praise the Lord. And the Lord just told me today he wants exuberant praise. He wants banners. He wants flags. He wants us to shout, dance, sing. Think about King David. He held nothing, nothing back. He danced so hard before the presence of the Lord that he actually came out of his clothes. That would sound so odd to us today, right? But that's how hard. The Lord is saying it's not time to hold back in this time. Satan's getting radical, and it's time for us to get more radical in our praise and our worship. There's not only power in our praise, but when we do it like tonight in agreement, there's power in agreement when we stand as one. When we praise as a body, when we send forth Judah, it's like an army marching forth. And after Jody texted me, I heard in my spirit, Judah goes first. 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 Because the victory is ours. And he's given us the power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Your praise in the midst of the storm is truly a weapon of war. Don't underestimate it for 1 minute, God says. There's power in your praise. You can do it at home. You can do it here. But praise the Lord and shake the kingdom of darkness. Whew. That's not even what the Lord told me to speak tonight, but I had to get that out. Praise God. And so March 14th, literally 2 weeks back, I woke up and I heard Isaiah 60, and it goes, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Verse 3 says, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." The Lord told me to talk tonight about his glory. And how many know that the Word of God is alive, right? And I'm telling you right now, he's breathing on Isaiah 60 right now for us in this hour. You do notice verse 2, it says, "Darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people." I mean, I remember Y2K, I was a kid. Does anybody remember that? But I've never seen anything like this, right? Darkness is covering the earth. A virus called Corona is trying to cover the people. It's gross darkness. And God told me the worst part about it is the fear, the panic that is seen in the people. Because it's something, I'm going to be real tonight, it's something I've dealt with a lot in my life, the spirit of fear. It's Satan's playground. He likes to just mess with your mind and mess with your mind, and he thrives on it. Because God is love, and perfect love casts it out. And I'm telling you tonight that those who are blood-bought here tonight, we have this covenant of passing over, just like Passover. Remember, they put the blood on the doorpost. And that spirit of death passed over them. The blood, we have a better covenant. We have the blood of Jesus. This is ours. This is our promise, I'm telling you, for those who are in Christ Jesus. And this also, in verse 2, the last part is ours, "But the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen on you." What a promise for those who are his own. That in such a dark time in this earth, the glory of God's going to be seen upon us, his special people. And the Lord told me that the King is going to make his manifest presence known like never before. Do you hear me? He said the King is going to make his manifest presence known like never before. But there's something we must first do. Verse 1 says, "Arise, shine." Isn't it easy to become complacent and go through the motions in life? But the Lord's saying we have to arise from this place that we're used to. Get up and shine, because the glory is here. And oh, how it shines in the darkness. God always has a true remnant people set aside for his glory. And I'm asking you tonight, online, those here, what has he called you to do in his body? Think about that for a second. But do you know the first thing he requires is that vertical relationship with him? We minister to others so often. And last week, I think we were here about 7 hours. And it was, I don't have words to describe it. It was so amazing. But you know why? It's because we praised, we worshiped, we ministered to him first. Are we ministering to the Lord? Because that's our first calling. It's what we're created for. We minister before him, and we just say, "Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so beautiful. you mean everything to me. Because he's our first love. And he's turning us back to our first love. And like I said earlier, we just have to pour it all out like David. Don't spare anything. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Jesus even said to eat of him, the bread, which is the word, drink of him, the new wine, the living water. We literally have to taste his presence. And then let me tell you something. When we do that, he actually imparts himself into us. And there's a passage from a book I'm reading, and it says, conform to the image of his son. This is the image in which man was created in the beginning, which was lost to the fall, and which is being restored. And those who are called according to his purpose, conform to the image of his son. For this we were foreknown and predestinated. Does not your heart thrill at the very thought? We were born to bear his image, chosen from the foundation of the world to show forth the praises and virtues of him who's called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Conform to the image of his son. This is the glorious destiny of the lovers of God, that we might be to the praise of his glory. For when the Father sees the image of his Son in us, he's glorified. Did you hear that? When the Father looks at us, and when he sees the image of his Son, then he's glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, to have the glory on our lives, the Lord told me we have to let our roots go so deep. I talk about trees a lot. And the roots of a tall tree, you know, they have to go down so deep into the soil. They go low. They go deep. And he told me it's time for me and it's time for us to be humble. There's not many doing that. It's time to submit to him. Going deeper, lower. It's a safe place. When Mary conceived the baby Jesus, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And what does it say in Psalms? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in that shadow. The same shadow that Mary was under. He who dwells there. Are we dwelling there? You'll abide in his shadow like Mary. That's how the glory comes upon you. People around you are going to know that you've been with Jesus. And then, and only then, are you going to be able to experience verse 3, where it says the Gentiles will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. They will see the glory of the Lord upon you. And my heart just cries like Moses. He said, I want to see your glory, Lord. And what happened? He came down from that time on the mountain, and his face shone so brightly. They actually had to put a cloth over his face. His face was so radiant. We'll shine with his glory. And this is what the world, the Gentiles, need now, right? They need me and you to arise, to shine. Because God says there's a great harvest out there. It's ready. But are we in a position for such a time as this? Are we on our posts? Me and Sister Stacy were talking. Are we being watchmen on the walls? God's saying it's time to awaken. It's time to arise, you sleeper. It's time to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace ready to go. But we have to walk and be intimate with the Prince of Peace in order to walk in peace out amongst this chaos, is what he told me. We have to walk and be intimate with the Prince of Peace in order to walk in peace out amongst all this chaos. And he said, wherever our feet tread, he does. Wherever we go, he does. We have that power. We have that authority. The glory of God is his manifest presence. His character, his nature, his ability, his splendor. The glory defines the person of God. He is light and there is no darkness in him at all. And in Hebrew, even glory means kabod, abundance, honor, glory. It's God's invisible character made visible. And when I thought about that, I thought about Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Jesus changed, and they saw him in all of his glory, the invisible character made visible. And 2 Corinthians says 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The life of the Lord is in us by his Holy Spirit. And he's changing us. He's increasing us in glory. We're to go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Exodus 29:43 says, and there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. We are a remnant set apart for his glory, sanctified and holy. And I want to tell you something right now. The earth is groaning, and it's been groaning for a long time. And it's waiting for the sons of God to manifest. When are we going to manifest in his glory? Thank you, Jesus. And I was listening to something, and they said, power and glory are two different things. If you think about the children in the wilderness, they saw God's power, didn't they? But they still built a calf. The Jews saw his miracles when he walked the earth, but they still shouted, crucify him. But oh, that glory, when he sets us apart as holy unto him, when he reveals to us his actual ways, his character, you're never going to be the same. You're going to partake of his nature. Excuse me. Pastor Jim, would you mind giving my water? Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord told me one of the greatest enemies to the glory on our lives is our flesh. Our flesh, our flesh, our flesh. And God's saying it's time we have to disrobe it. And it's going to have to happen every day. Because the people, they don't need to see us. They need to see him in us. And that will only happen when we disrobe this flesh. When we come and dine with him and fill ourselves with not only the knowledge, but a revelation of him, the earth's going to look like Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. There's a lot of darkness, as I mentioned earlier, but so it was in Genesis, right? It says the earth was void. There was chaos, but the Spirit of God was hovering over the deep. And the Spirit said, let there be light. The Lord's hovering over us tonight and those watching online. And he's saying, arise. Let your light shine. The Spirit's breathing on Isaiah 60 right now. For those who have an ear to hear what he's saying. Father God, I just thank you for this message right now. Because it's not my message, Lord. It's your message for the people. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the vessel, Lord. And I thank you for what you're showing me, Lord, that in the days of such darkness, Father, and turmoil and confusion, that your glory, God, is going to be seen upon your people like never before. Let them rise up into the position that you would have them be in. That place in your army, Lord God. Let us come up higher. Let us be transformed, Lord, from glory to glory to glory, God. Make your presence known and so tangible, Lord. And we just thank you and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor for what you're going to do, Lord, the standard you're going to raise up against the enemy. in Jesus' mighty name.